KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Sports is being brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together. And for them, it's more than just a slogan. It's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Now taking a look here at sports this morning here on KJN, starting off with high school basketball from last night around the area. We'll start off on the boys' side. It was Atlantic winning one at home last night, 72-56 over Denison Schleswig, as the Trojans get a win here after the holiday break. Other scores from boys' hoops, it was Dear Casey over Peyton Sherdan, 61-34. Ballard beat ADM, 56-42. Bishop Heland Catholic was a 72-54 winner over Kemper Catholic in a top-rated team game there. Also, it was Charter Oak Ute, 57-56 over Woodbine. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Panorama, 49-41. Creston was a 65-37 winner over Clarinda. Dallas Center Grimes beat Carroll, 59-50. Davis County was an 81-50 winner over Clark Osceola. It was Des Moines Christian beating Woodward Granger 79-33. East Mills over Clarinda Academy 62-43. It was Exira EHK, a 49-47 winner over Nishnabotna. Fremont Mills beat Stanton 54-44. Glenwood beat Shenandoah 75-33. Guthrie Center was a 51-42 winner over Van Meter. Harlan beat Lewis Central 59-37. It was IKM Manning 86-39 over Whiting. I-35 was a 55-33 winner over Lenox. Iowa Christian Academy beat CAM 45-43 in overtime. Madrid was a 53-49 winner over West Central Valley of Stewart. Maple Valley 63-39 over River Valley. It was Mount Air over Martinsdale St. Mary's 60-56. Murray beat Moulton Udell 63-49. It was Nottoway Valley over Pleasantville 72-44. Otterwood Arthur Battle Creek Attic Grove 56-41 over Ridgeview. Red Oak beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 73-60. Riverside beat Missouri Valley 62-33. Sydney beat South Page 74-37. Trainer all over Audubon 71-23. Tri-Center beat AHST 65-54. Underwood got by Griswold 50-41. It was Wayne of Corydon, a 53-36 winner over Corning. Also, West Harrison beat Logan Magnolia 61-52, and it was Woodbury Central over Booyer Valley 63-40. In girls' basketball play last night, it was a game you heard here on KJAN as Denison Schleswig topped Atlantic 42-26. Other scores, Ballard beat ADM 39-31, Bedford over Southeast Warren 65-37, CAM beat Iowa Christian Academy 47-29, Charter Oak Ute was a 50-42 winner over Woodbine, Clark was a 54-46 winner over Davis County, Dallas Center Grimes beat Carroll 46-29, Fremont Mills over Stanton 49-44, Griswold beat Underwood 41-32, IKM Manning a winner over Whiting 75-42, I-35 48-34 over Lenox. It was Lewis Central topping Harlan 51-43. Logan Magnolia beat West Harrison 66-50. Maple Valley a winner 48-16 over River Valley. It was Missouri Valley beating Riverside 47-31. Also in girls' play, Murray over Moulton Udell 52-35. It was Nishnabotna 60-59 over Exira EHK. Nottoway Valley beat Pleasantville 58-27. Otterwood Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove 46-31 over Ridgeview. Panorama beat Coon Rapids Bayard 54-32. Trainer a 45-40 winner over Audubon. It was Tri-Center 61-25 over AHST. And Wayne of Corydon was a 63-52 winner over Corning. Woodbury Central beat Booyer Valley 78-20. And Woodward Granger topped Des Moines Christian by a score of 50-38. Those are girls' high school scores for you from last night. You can check out all those scores on our website at KJN.com on the sports page. Also in sports last night, in the Cotton Bowl played at Dallas Cowboys Stadium, In Arlington, Texas, it was Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel living up to the hype. He ran for two touchdowns, threw for two more, and had a Cotton Bowl record 516 total yards as 10th-ranked Texas A&M wrapped up its first SEC season with a 41-13 win over number 12 Oklahoma on Friday night. The Aggies never trailed after Manziel tiptoed the sideline for a 23-yard TD run on their opening drive of the game. Texas A&M took control of the game by scoring touchdowns on its first three drives in the third quarter, going ahead 34-13 when Manziel threw a 33-yard touchdown pass to Ryan Swope on a 4th-and-4 play. Oklahoma, which like the Aggies entered the game with a 5-game winning streak, went 3-and-out on its first three drives after halftime. Manziel set an FBS bowl record with his 229 yards rushing on 17 carries, and he also completed 22 of 34 passes for 287 yards. Well, the big news for the Kansas City Chiefs as Andy Reid pulled up to Arrowhead Stadium in a black SUV, stepped out of it wearing a dark suit and red tie, and walked briskly toward the doors of the Kansas City Chiefs' home. It's his new home, as it turned out. The longtime Eagles coach signed a 5-year deal. Two people familiar with the situation told the Associated Press. The Chiefs have scheduled an introductory news conference for Monday. Reid's agreement was finalized shortly after the Chiefs announced they had parted ways with general manager Scott Pioli after four tumultuous seasons in Kansas City. It's expected that Reid will pursue longtime Packers personnel man John Dorsey or former Browns GM Tom Eckert, or perhaps both of them, to work for him in the front office. Chip Kelly is close to taking his fast-paced offense to the NFL. A person familiar with the negotiations says the Cleveland Browns are nearing a deal with Oregon's offensive mastermind to be their next coach. The Browns interviewed Kelly on Friday afternoon, and the Ducks coach was supposed to meet with Philadelphia and in Arizona. However, a person familiar with the interviews says the Eagles are heading in another direction because Kelly is nearing a deal with Cleveland. And speaking of the Eagles will interview Colts offensive coordinator Bruce Arians and Seahawks defensive coordinator Gus Bradley for their coaching vacancy. The Eagles, who fired Andy Reid on Monday after a 4-12 season in which they finished in last place in the NFC East, have already interviewed Penn State's Bill O'Brien and Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Mike Nolan and special teams coordinator Keith Armstrong. O'Brien is remaining at Penn State. Team officials will meet with Broncos offensive coordinator Mike McCoy on Sunday in Denver and are also expected to talk with Oregon coach Chip Kelly. A person familiar with the Buffalo Bills coaching search says the team is still scheduled to interview with Denver Broncos offensive coordinator Mike McCoy this weekend. The person says the meeting is set to take place in Denver on Saturday. The person spoke on condition of anonymity. Broncos have a playoff bye this week and have allotted teams time to interview McCoy in Denver this weekend. McCoy has also been linked as a candidate for the coaching vacancies in Arizona, Philadelphia, and Chicago. Person familiar with the situation says Carolina Panthers owner Jerry Richardson has scheduled a meeting with Ron Rivera here this morning to discuss that coach's future with the team. It's uncertain if Richardson will inform Rivera whether he will be remaining as Carolina's coach at the meeting or gather input and make a determination at a later date. Rivera has 2 years remaining on a 4-year contract. In other NFL news, cornerback Brandon Browner is expected to start for the Seahawks in the playoff opener Sunday at Washington, despite just returning this week from his 4-game suspension. Also, the Minnesota Vikings have listed quarterback Christian Ponder and cornerback Antoine Winfield as questionable for their playoff game today against Green Bay. Ponder was limited in practice all week with a bruised right elbow. He hurt it when they hit a Packers helmet on the fall-through on Sunday. And remained in the game to finish one of the best performances of his career. Coach Leslie Frazier said yesterday he expected Ponder to be able to play here today. Winfield did not practice Wednesday or Thursday and did so on a limited basis on Friday because of a broken right hand. He had to come out of the game on Sunday when it swelled up on him, but Winfield said he will definitely play in the rematch. And also a quick rundown of NBA scores for you from last night. It was Sacramento over Toronto, 105-96. Brooklyn beat Washington in two overtimes, 115-113. Cleveland, a 106-104 winner over Charlotte. Detroit beat Atlanta, 85-84. The Bulls were winners over Miami, 96-89. Boston beat Indiana, 94-75. Portland beat Memphis, 86-84. Oklahoma City over Philadelphia, 109-85. Houston beat Milwaukee, 115-101. Utah was a winner over Phoenix, 87-80. And the Clippers beat the Lakers, 107-102. That's a look at the latest sports this hour here on KJN Sports, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.